in your homes right now, I want you to turn with me to a text that I've already mentioned a few times. And I've titled my message for tonight, or for today, God is a finisher. Everybody say that. Now you can say it better than that. God is a finisher. God is a finisher. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 says this, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun, you see, Jesus has begun the work in you. When you gave your life to the Lord, if you've just given your life to the Lord for the very first time today, I want you to raise your hand in this place right now, all across the nations of the world. Raise your hand. Come on, let's give Jesus some praise. Hallelujah. The reason why I'm doing that is to show you that a good work has just begun in your life. A good work has just begun in your life. See, the Bible says this, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. He will complete it. You see, you can rest confidently. Everybody say confidence. You can rest confidently in Christ, knowing that if he started it, no devil in hell can end it. If God started the work in you, let me tell you, the fact that the Bible says that you were created in the very image and the likeness of God the Father, no insecurity, no comparison, nothing that the world tries to put on you, no label, can stop God's love for you. See, we're living in an hour today where everything is shouting that it's over for us. It's over for us as the body of Christ. It's over for the church. It's over for your career. It's over for your belief in Jesus Christ. It's not over. Everybody say, it's not over. My case is different. See, you can rest confidently that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. See, the second thing of this scripture, which is so beautiful, is that it's a good work. It's not a mediocre work. It's not an average work. God didn't put you on this earth to live an average, mediocre life. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, that the people that know their God, the scripture doesn't say that know about their God. It says the people that know their God, people that know their God. Are there people in this place and at home right now that know their God? I'm not convinced. That know their God will do mighty exploits. That's not mediocre. There's absolutely nothing mediocre about mighty exploits, about great exploits. The third thing about the scripture, which is so beautiful, is what I was sharing earlier on today. What I said earlier is that God is a finisher. You see, he will never start something without finishing. God will never start something without finishing it. Sitle, where are you, man? Sitle, our sound guy. I want everybody in this room right now to lift your hands and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Sitle, I want you to just step forward here. You've been in my spirit this whole day. If he's in this place, wherever he may be, Sitle, I want you to step forward right here. In your homes right now, begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Because I tell you, if this was just for one person, and I know there's many of you all around the nations of the world where the devil has lied to you and told you it's over for you, you'll never be good enough. You'll never be good enough. This is what I hear God saying to you. Sita, you don't have to come right to the front just here. Just stand right there. You've been hiding in the shadows. But the Lord says to you today that he has called you. He has appointed you. And he has placed you here for such a time as this. And he who has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion in the name of Jesus. From this moment onwards marks a turnaround in the way you live your life. Your life will never be the same again. In fact, I saw you walking somewhere in a vision the other day. I don't know where you were going, but the Lord said to me that as you walk for me, as you take up your cross and live for me, the friends that are not supposed to be in your life, the people that are not supposed to be there will leave you, and you will follow me, and you will do great and mighty things. And so today, I prophesy and I speak that into your life in Jesus' mighty name. Receive it right now in Jesus' name. Receive it. Hallelujah. Come on, give Jesus some praise, everybody. Hallelujah. We serve a living God. Hallelujah. I want to give you three things, or four things rather, that the enemy is using in this hour. And I've given it a quick acronym. It's called DIRT. Everybody say DIRT. These are things that the enemy will use to make you doubt God's ability to finish his work in your life. The dirt. The first one is this: disruptions. Maybe you're listening right now and you're in this place and you've experienced disruption, delay, disappointments. There's been stuff happening. All the dirt. The enemy's using dirt. Your past. He's using dirt. See, I want you to know that even disruptions, delays become opportunities in God's hands. Even disappointments become opportunities in God's hands. The second thing is this, is insecurities. You could be watching right now and you could be in this place where you've dealt with insecurity. You've had insecurities, and those insecurities are causing you to go to friends, go to places, instead of going to the person of Jesus Christ who loves you, who truly cares for you. You see, we always go to places instead of the person of Jesus. You see, insecurities always come from a place, not from a person. And I'm here to tell you today that as you pursue the person of Jesus Christ, the very insecurities that you have to leave, because you know that you've been created in the very image and likeness of God the Father. See, I've dealt with insecurity all my life. As a youngster growing up, my parents, I love my parents, but I tell you, they were not good at telling me, Jade, you're good enough, you can do it. It always felt as though I was not doing enough. Sport, I was endeavoring. Academics, I was trying. Diligent. I was trying. I was doing the most. It's laugh about it. I was doing the most. And I tried. And I grew up with these insecurities, thinking I'd never be good enough. But I want you to know, when you know that you've been created in the very image and likeness of God the Father, that the ultimate price was paid for you, that you don't have to make up to the world, that you've been created, you've been approved, you've been appointed by God for such a time as this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve a living God. We serve the living God. The third thing is this. So it's the disappointments, disruptions, delays. The next one, insecurity. The R is rejection. Perhaps you've experienced rejection from your family. Rejection from those people closest to you. Rejection from the very church of Jesus Christ. I want you to know today, and this may sound like a rhyme, I'm not trying to rhyme, but rejection is simply God's redirection to a greater destination. You need to get that in your spirit tonight, today, that rejection is simply God's redirection to a greater destination. You see, you may have been rejected, but I hear the Lord saying that greater is He that is in you than he that is in this world. And it's not over for you. It's not over for you. And the T, I need to get back to my notes. Trials. See, John 16:33 says this. In this world, you will have trials and tribulation. You know, it's very interesting that most people read that text and read it until they read it. They read, in this world, we'll have trials, and they live in that reality. I'm just going through a trial right now. And they focus so much on that one part of that scripture, John 16:33, but they fail to realize, and that's the beauty. This is what you need to catch in your spirit today. That there's a but, there's a comma. I wasn't good at academics, but I tell you, when there's a but and there's a comma, that means that something can happen. And when God does it, it doesn't matter what the enemy has used before, there's a but. Be of good cheer, for I have overcome. If there's any overcomers in this place, I want you to lift up a shout of praise for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm ready to run. I'm ready to run. I'm ready to run. I tell you, the enemy thought it's over for you. The enemy thought he could get you to sit down and give up and mope and cry and wanting to throw in the towel and take your life. But God is going to finish the good work that has begun in you in the mighty name of Jesus. And right now, I want you to get up on your feet and begin to run. Begin to give Jesus the biggest shout of praise.